Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you feel about that?
Don't worry, Instagram's going to fill in the blanks.
Instagram and the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are some ways to show the bikini off, I guess you could say. But 644-9850, how do you feel about Miss America dropping the swimsuit competition? Hi, Kiss.
Hi. I had my sister that did pageants, and I love that they're dropping it. She was very talented and did amazing in interviews, and I feel like that's what Miss America is all about. It's about the inner person, not the outer. And I feel like if we're going to do about appearance, maybe do that Miss USA instead of the Miss America program.
So you're glad that they're dropping, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so you're glad they're dropping.
Absolutely glad they're dropping it.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. Amy, you're on Kiss 98.5. Miss America drops the swimsuit portion of their competition. How do you feel?
I think we need to lighten up. Isn't getting a bathing suit body a competition in and of itself?
Right. We fight it every single year.
Good point.
I mean, donut or bikini. I'm like, donut, you know?
Yeah. I hear you. So how do you feel about them taking that portion of the competition out?
I just think we're just too serious nowadays. I mean, it's a tradition. I think, you know, equality is great and judging us on our internal beauty is great, but a lot of women work really hard for the physical appearance too. So I think it's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. If you're having a donut, because you brought it up, Amy, what kind would you have?
Oh, man, I got to go for the peanut. Or the Bavarian cream.
Two solid choices. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you listened.
Mr. Otto just enjoyed one of those the other day, and I think he now loves the Bavarian cream donut.
And Amy, if you're going for a bathing suit, are you going with a one piece or a two?
We're talking ruffle to the knee.
Nancy's on Kiss 98.5. Miss America drops the swimsuit competition. What do you think, Nance? Hi, Nancy. Okay, I think we lost her. Shelly, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Miss America drops the swimsuit competition. How do you feel about it?
I totally disagree. Just because as a woman, I know what it takes to be in good shape. And I appreciate seeing these women put so much heart and soul into it and to look as good as they do. And like the previous caller, I think people need to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, I would watch the swimsuit competition. I'd be like, wow, she's got a great body. But I guess they want to move away from just judging people on their bodies.
But I don't think that's what it's solely about. I think that that's part of it. But there's also a lot more that goes into the competitions, especially things that you don't see, like interviews and panels with judges. I only know this because me and my mom, for my whole life, we would get together every time there was a Miss USA or anything like that, and so we were pretty into it for a while.
Okay.
I thought about competing, but never did.
What would your talent have been, Shelley?
Oh, my God. maybe I'm a good drawer, but no one wants to watch me paint on television or to paint on TV, so that's kind of boring.
Well, if you put a bikini on and put it to music.
I'd watch. Is that wrong?
I don't know.
That's wrong. I take that back.
I'm sure we're going to say something right now in this conversation that will offend somebody. So.
I mean, I enjoy art, so.
Right. Exactly. I'm glad you called, Shelley. And if we say something that offends you in this portion of the program, you're right and we are wrong and bad DJ.
Yeah.
But everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Like,
no, you're not.
Yeah.
Not if it doesn't match.
Their opinion.
The person that's complaining.
Let's see what Kathy has to say. Miss America drops the swimsuits. What do you think, Kath?
I don't know. I think it's a little hypocritical because I think if that's the case, how come there's nobody 200 pounds in the competition?
Right, exactly. So we're not going to put a bathing suit on the girl that's really skinny, but there's not going to be, you know, all sizes. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? There's not a variety of sizes, so I think it's still hypocritical if the girls are still that size, still not solving anything.
See, now don't you think, Kathy, like what I would like to see is, because there's women of all sizes that rock their size, And I think it's just about rocking your size, like, you know what I mean?
So I'd like to see more people rocking their sizes.
100%. I totally agree.
And put the swimsuits on them.
Yeah, right? It's it. Rock your size. Like, be whatever size you want and show us how you work it.
Exactly. I think that's straight across the board.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, the secret's confidence. You could be any size you want to be. Have confidence and rock that, and then you win, you know?
Absolutely.
I like your perspective. I'm really glad you called. Paula, you're on Kiss 98.5. Miss America drops the swimsuit competition. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's ridiculous.
Why?
Does this mean everybody gets a participation trophy now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just dumb.
But so, the swimsuit isn't the whole competition. It's not the major component, so there's still other aspects. Have you watched the pageant in recent years?
No, not actually.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the part everybody watches, the bathing suit competition.
I'm sure viewership goes up during that portion.
Yeah, exactly. for sure. But we're not allowed to say, don't say that out
no,
loud.
No, I know.
You can't say that.
I have a feeling that the social pendulum will swing the other way, where people get so serious, there's going to be this fun, you know, show or whatever that's completely the other way that people will glom onto and forget about all the everything we've been dealing with, the movements and the, you know, the hyper-focus on fixing things. I think it's going to swing the other way.
Oh, I agree with you. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me see if I can get her back. Wait, are you still there? No, I lost her. You know what I think is really funny? The Miss America officials were the ones who were behaving badly and inappropriately in those terrible emails, all of that. And they're acting like it was the competition
that had a problem.
And they're like, you know, everyone's kind of like, well, now we're going to drop this and that. Still.
You want to read what nasty is? Read those guys' emails, messages.
Well, this was so funny.
How are you a human?
And they're putting it like on the girls who were doing the swimsuit competition. And I could care one way or the other.
They ripped apart the current pageant participants. Any of the previous pageant winners, participants, they tried to destroy people's lives because they didn't play along with their current scheme or whatever. It was a horrible read as far as what they were writing. Ugh.
Devin, you're on Kiss 98.5. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, no problem.
Miss America.
I got through.
I know, right? Miss America drops the swimsuit competition. What do you think?
I'm kind of indifferent. I agree with the previous woman that the whole rock your own body and confidence can take you anywhere. But if we're being honest, our world today, and that's the whole reason they changed it, is that even if you rocked your own body and you weren't like a size 0 or size 2, I feel like most people that did win or got judged unfairly, they would definitely be size 2, size 0. And all the ladies that were trying to like rock their body and they weren't that small, they wouldn't be judged fairly.
Yeah, or then that painful word brave would come up.
Oh, yeah.
What's so brave about just being me?
Like, I'm all for women rocking their body. I'm a very petite, small person, but I personally am envious of curvy women because I don't have curves.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's good. I think that they got rid of it. It does, more women can come out and rock their own bodies and show what they're truly capable of internally.
But, Devin, do you really think it's going to open the door for more women to be in the competition?
I think it might. I think some people that might have been discouraged because of their body but have true talent and have true passion for it might actually step forward and do it this time.
Okay. I hope so. I was watching Miss Congeniality over the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was on so many times, but it was.
I don't know. I was watching Christmas Vacation last night for no particular reason.
Perfect.
Yeah, movies are on and you watch them.
Yeah, you have to.
Devin, I'm glad you called. And it's so funny. Isn't it like we always want what we don't have? Like you're petite and you want curves.
Sure.
And there's probably somebody curvy listening right now thinking, I want Devin's body.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it all the time. I tell people I wish I looked more like you, and they look at me like I'm crazy. And
that's why I've got my startup app called Body Swap.
Body Swap?
Jan, this is going to be huge. Everybody gets to swap bodies for a day.
I don't mind.
Let me live in your body for a day.
Kelly, you're on Kiss 98.5. How do you feel about the pageant dropping the bathing suit competition?
Good morning. I just kind of thought it was a little hypocritical. I was listening to the spokesperson say that they didn't want the outward appearance to be basically the premise of the
the pageant any longer. But when you think about it, isn't it kind of hypocritical to think that, you know, are we going to also have them stop doing their hair and makeup? I mean, to me, that's kind of the point of the whole pageant. So it is very much based on outward appearance, even if you drop the swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't The Voice do blind auditions? Don't they do the thing where the chairs are spun around the other way? I mean, why don't they do that with the competition or the whatever now?
Because what are you
going
to judge on? What they're doing? I mean, like, how do you...
Their,
you know?
Well, their talent, their poise, their ability to communicate. Thing. I don't know. Like, at what point?
I have to say, I've met so many Miss Americas and Miss... I feel like we've met every Miss everything.
I've met them, and they're all great people.
I love meeting them.
Yeah.
I love seeing their crown. I'm sure, complain, send it to me, I'll take it. But when I've met...
You like the girly part of it?
I love the girly part of it. Like, what? I'm...
Yeah, it's...
I don't ever, ever, ever think a woman should be disrespected the way the Miss America pageant officials were disrespecting, but I don't have a problem with... I don't know. Let's keep going. Jennifer, or no, this is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
What do you think about the bathing suit competition being dropped for Miss America?
Well, my thing is, I think that the feeder pageants that get you to that point are still based on looks. A big portion of the competition is based on that. So I think that the people, while they won't be in bikinis in this final competition, they were probably in them in pageants before this that got them to that point.
You bring up a good point. I wonder if this rule trickles down to, like you say, the feeder pageants, like a Miss New York State or something like that, which is, it's all part of the organization. So if you're in a local pageant that may be associated with the Miss America.
Do they do bathing suit?
I don't know. And I know that we're hosting them. Shays is going to be having them. So Buffalo is hosting the Miss New York State pageant this year, and that's a big deal. I don't know what the swimsuit... situation is with that. I wonder if that trickles down. So you're right. Maybe the feeder ones they do, and then they get to the big show, and they don't have to.
Yeah. Well, you could always go to the beach. I know this is thinking outside the box. If you want to see people in bathing suits, I guess go to the beach.
You're going to get a better show at the beach, I'm telling you.
To see them in bathing suits.
Right.
That's the
gonna be how they look.
That's the fun part.
Exactly.
There's a wow factor sometimes.
Rebecca, I'm glad you called. Debbie, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think, Debbie? Miss America drops the swimsuit competition.
I think they should have done it a long time ago.
Okay.
Tell me why.
I don't know. I kind of feel offended when I see that because I don't know. To me, it seems like a little exploitation or something. I mean, you know, it's, you know, you listen to Meghan Trainor. It's all about the base or whatever. And I don't know. I don't think that showing all that skin has anything to do with what kind of person they are or what kind of beauty they have. And, I mean, they seem confident enough, but I'm sure it causes a lot of anxiety for a lot of them.
Oh, 100%. Have you ever walked around in a bikini and heels?
No.
It can't be easy. On stage, that can't be easy.
It's tough
yeah,
on Chippewa,
so, I mean, yeah. I just... There's so much more to it than that. Actually, I mean, I don't even enjoy watching that part of it. I probably changed the channel the last time when I saw that part of it because I just thought, what does this have to do with this person?
Right. Exactly. Well, what does any of it have to do, you know? Next is the evening gown competition, and then we go on a little, you know, journey and play around the pool.
Let's just call it America's Got Talent, and we're good.
No, because America does, it's like so much less than that, I would say. I don't know.
America's Got Poise. I don't know. Like
I don't
what?
Know.
It's
Jennifer's on. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. And now that I dropped off my kids, having been a participant in the program 4 kids ago, a judge, a volunteer, and I also run a community program in Niagara County, got a lot to weigh in on. I can say when I competed about 20 years ago, I was in the best shape of my life. That said, I think a lot of times have changed, and you can still find a well-rounded young woman who has, let's say, here's a classic quote, the whole package without the swimsuit competition. Now, swimsuit is one of the smallest points that you can get in the Miss America system. It's not weighed as much as the interview, the private interview, the talent. The talent portion, the onstage question, the evening gown.
swimsuit is one of the smallest points there. And before the young women get to that national stage of Miss America, there is the local state competition, and then there are local competitions. So
Jennifer, let me stop you for 1 second because this is taking a long time. Do you agree with them dropping the bathing suit or not?
I do.
You do agree with it. And what's the main reason why?
You can still find a well-rounded young woman who will participate in her community and have the entire package without the swimsuit.
Okay.
Why do you think it's been there since the beginning? Why do you think that was a component whenever the Miss America pageant began or whenever they started the swimsuit portion?
It started from a swimsuit competition. If you look through the history of Miss America, that is how it started. So the roots are there. It was a swimsuit competition way back in the day, and it's evolved over the years, and I think it's time for another evolution. So it's just the natural process of the program.
Wouldn't it be funny if it did start as a swimsuit competition, if they recreated the bathing suits that they wore back at the inception, those like old-fashioned bathing suits? I think it'd be so funny to put all the girls in those.
Because now it's a bikini show, which starts to look like a Victoria's Secret fashion show through the night.
Yeah.
And I will bet, even though it's the smallest portion of how they weigh the scores with the final outcome, I bet viewership-wise and you know, for the broadcast, that's a big portion of it. I would guess viewership, that's a major component.
Jennifer, have we grown out of pageants?
I don't think so. I run the Niagara County Peach Queen program, and I have young women who have done amazing things. Courtney Corbetta from Channel 7 was one of our Peach Queens. Last year, our Peach Queen raised over $20,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We've created some really wonderful young women who have gotten involved in the community and have made a difference. So I think it just depends. There's a pageant for everybody. There's a competition for everybody. And I think that's the unique thing, that if you really want this, you're gonna do what it takes to get to it.
Mm-hmm. You're right about the Peach Queen. The Peach Queen who becomes, is it Miss Peach Queen?
She's the Niagara County Peach Queen. And
Niagara County Peach Queen. Yeah.
She doesn't compete on a national stage. She's a young woman who's involved in the community. And we usually get about 15 young women from Niagara County that participate. They learn about public speaking. They learn to be civically engaged. They do receive a $4,000 scholarship. You know, the girls are able to get free peach shortcake.
Oh, yum.
But it does teach young women to be civically involved. And a lot of these programs do that. And that's an important thing that comes out of these programs is you get young women who want to be civically involved and community minded.
I see when a teenager goes through this, because I've been around the pageants over the years, but I see when a teen gets into it, it does give them the confidence, the poise, the ability to sort of carry themselves in a bigger setting. I'm like, they get through that, and I'm like, you're set for your life as far as a career. You can handle yourself in front of people. That part of it, I totally get. There's the dress up, the gown part, which I think is fun, and it's kind of like prom. There's nothing weird about it. It's when it gets to that point where they move on to being in their 20s, where it becomes the pageant world of swimsuit competition. That's where it gets weird. I like the Peach Queen one. I love that whole competition. I think it's great.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's just like sports, too. The other conversation you had the other day about how sports evolve and how, you know, you might be in a community team and then you get on a little more competitive team and then you're on a travel team. That's, you know, there are patterns like that where you start at a small level and then grow and grow. And each time you grow, there's a different component that you have to add to it.
So it sounds like having been in the pageant world, I was just reading an article about baking your face. Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about? And it's about contouring. So you put on your moisturizer, you put on your cover-up, and then you put on like a thick coating of your translucent powder, and you let it sit because the heat from your face will kind of set your makeup. Then you dust off the loose powder, and you've got contouring. Have you ever done that?
I have never, but I can tell you there's all kinds of tricks to the trade to make yourself look however you want to, whether it be in normal life or on the stage.
Well, give me one. For all of our listeners right now, I mean, you've lived the pageant world. Help all our girls listening to Kiss 98.5 look better today if they want.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Eyelashes make all the difference in eyebrows. I'll tell you that.
Okay. What kind? How do you feel about everybody microblading right now?
Well, I'm not into it, but of course, I have four kids, and that's where all my money goes. So...
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things. But, you know, we tell people, be you. Be who you are, and the inside of you will show through. That's really it. Your inner beauty will show through no matter what. Yes, there's always a component of outside beauty in a pageant, if that's what it is, if it's a pageant. If it's a competition, there's different requirements for that. If it's a program, there's different requirements. But you need to be yourself. That's the most important thing. And I can tell you on the Miss America stage, they would tell you the same thing, is to be yourself.
I love that. I'm glad you called. It was nice getting to know you.
Sure, anytime.
I can't wait for the Peach Festival, too, by the way. Is that, August?
September.
No, it's September, and this year it's September 6th. It starts on a Thursday night to Sunday, September 9th.
I love it. Here's to having good peaches this year. Thanks for calling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.